Chapter 23. The Winds and Water. Chapter 23 continues Samuel's effort to help Peter and Thomas understand what he means by believing is seeing. Rather than immediately returning to the boy's own storm, Samuel directs their attention to the gospel account of Jesus asleep in the boat while his disciples were overwhelmed by wind and waves. Though many of the disciples were experienced fishermen, they became terrified and woke Jesus with the accusation, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Samuel helps the boys see that this was more than a frightened request for help. The disciples believed they were going to die, but their accusation also revealed what they had concluded about Jesus. They believed that the one who was present with them did not care what happened to them. The storm was real, their fear was real, and the danger appeared overwhelming. Yet none of those things changed the truth that Jesus was fully present in the boat with them. Peter initially concludes that the disciples should have denied their fear, focused on the truth, and chosen to trust God. Samuel challenges that conclusion by drawing attention to Jesus' question, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Samuel explains that the disciples had seen Jesus perform miracles, but the storm revealed that they had not yet become convinced of who he was or what his presence meant for them. The storm did not create the disciples' fear or their conclusion that Jesus did not care. It exposed what they were already persuaded was true. Samuel then turns the lesson toward Peter and Thomas. Peter objects that the comparison is unfair because the disciples literally had Jesus in their boat. Thomas begins to recognize, however, that although it seemed as though he and Peter were alone in their storm, that did not make it true. God had been with them, and they had not been abandoned. If they could return to the storm with what they now knew, they would still get wet, tired, and battered by the waves, but they would view the experience quite differently. Samuel explains that if Peter and Thomas's perspective fully aligned with God's perspective, many things would appear different, not because reality had changed, but because they would finally see their circumstances as God sees them. Samuel then gathers together the earlier illustrations. Impure beliefs are like sand covering gold, lenses distorting perception, and eyelids blocking sight. God desires to remove what hinders his children from rightly perceiving truth, but before distorted beliefs can be addressed, they must first be recognized and admitted. The chapter closes with Samuel explaining that people can begin recognizing what they believe by looking honestly at the way they see their world. A person may not know the shade of the lenses through which he is looking, but he can see how those lenses color everything around him. In the same way, a person's perspective may not fully reflect reality, but it will reveal what he has become persuaded is true. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Samuel explained that the storm did not create the fear that the disciples experienced out on the lake. Rather, it revealed what they already believed. Can you identify a difficult storm in your own life that was used to expose beliefs about God, yourself, or your situation that you had not recognized before? How did you respond to this storm? Was your reaction similar to that of the disciples? Number 2. The disciples' response to the storm revealed that they believed they were about to die and that Jesus didn't care. Why do you think God sometimes allows circumstances to expose beliefs that would otherwise remain hidden during times of calmness? How might this exposure become an act of His grace? For instance, does it seem better to allow the disciples to maintain their skewed belief about Jesus, or have them enter a storm that would expose their needs for His perspective? Number 3. In the story, Peter sincerely declared that he believed God loved him, was in control, and would never leave him. Yet Samuel gently showed him that his perspective revealed something different. Can you identify an area where your reactions to life seem to tell a different story than the truths you sincerely affirm? Does it seem more fruitful and beneficial to admit our apparent doubt or to hold fast to that which we hope to believe? Number 4. Samuel explained that a person can know the color of his lenses by the way they color his world. If your present perspective reveals what you truly believe, what recurring emotions, attitudes, or reactions might God be using to expose beliefs he desires to refine? How might honestly acknowledging those responses become the first step toward receiving his perspective? What is your plan for the next time God decides to expose your need for his perspective? Island Insights. The storm was real. The disciples were not pretending to be afraid, and Jesus did not deny the wind, the waves, or the danger they believed they faced. Yet Samuel helps Peter and Thomas see that the disciples' fear did not reveal the whole truth of their situation. It merely exposed their lack of belief. The one resting in the boat with them was not indifferent, unaware, or unable to help. Their cry, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" revealed what they had concluded about Jesus, but it did not accurately reveal who Jesus was. This is why Jesus' question matters. He did not tell the disciples to control their fear or behave better in the storm. He drew attention to their faith, to what they had become persuaded was true in their hearts. They had seen his works, heard his words, and witnessed his authority, yet the storm revealed that they had not fully become convinced of who he was or what his presence meant for them. Jesus saw the same wind and waves the disciples saw, but his perspective was not shaped by the same set of beliefs. He saw the whole truth. Samuel's point was not that the disciples should have pretended the storm was harmless. Rather, it is that their belief that they were abandoned and without help did not agree with reality. Their Savior was in the boat with them. God is deeply invested in refining what his children believe so that their perspective increasingly aligns with his own. We may not immediately know the beliefs through which we are looking, but we can look at the way those beliefs color our world. Our perspective reveals what we have become persuaded is true. As God brings those conclusions into the light, he can remove what hinders our ability to perceive truth and help us see him, ourselves, and our circumstances more clearly. This is what it means to have a heavenly perspective.